1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The law feature on Hot Business is brought to you by leading full-service law firm Webber Wentzel. Through an alliance with Linklaters and relationships with law firms across Africa, Webber Wentzel ensures that you have the best expertise wherever you do business. Now, have you sold your cryptocurrencies in the last year? Have you exchanged any crypto for another crypto? Or have you purchased goods and services using crypto? I'm not sure how many people will be doing that with the volatility in cryptos. If you've mined or forked for crypto, if you've received staking awards, if you've sold your staking awards, if you've received airdrops of crypto, or just use crypto as collateral for loans. Well, if you've answered yes to any of those questions, you've got to remember the tax man. And I'm joined now by Jun Chong, a partner, and Lumen Millman, a senior tax manager at Webber Wentzel, just to talk a little bit more about the brass tacks of crypto tax. I understand here that Jun, SARS is starting to audit more taxpayers' crypto holdings and trading activities, and that it's also requested user and transaction information from crypto exchanges such as Luno. What are the latest developments in tax legislation for cryptocurrency?
That's right, Michael. Thanks for having us here this evening. SARS definitely has a attention on cryptos and investors in cryptos. The annual tax returns have been amended to provide for specific codes for taxpayers to declare their crypto assets, profit and losses. What's important to note is that crypto assets are not currency, therefore they can be subject to CGT or income tax. SARS has not yet issued an interpretation note despite requests on the tax implications of these crypto assets, but SARS has confirmed that normal tax principles should apply to crypto assets. What this means is that the intention of the taxpayer would determine whether crypto gains are revenue or capital in nature. If an individual trades in crypto on revenue account, this means any profits is subject to tax at the maximum of 45%. However, if the individual holds the crypto on capital account for long-term gain, then the maximum gain is 18%. The intention of the taxpayer is, of course, paramount, and this would need to be supported by objective factors such as the length of holding of the crypto and the frequency of the trades.
So you would have to be able to demonstrate that to the receiver. Lumen, what are the tax implications when disposing of crypto assets?
Thanks, Michael. So the disposal of crypto is a taxable event, and as noted by June, this taxable event would be subject to normal tax principles, therefore either subject to income tax or capital gains tax, depending on the intention of the taxpayer. We do note that it may, however, be quite hard for taxpayers to prove that their crypto investment gains falls within the capital gains tax net. This is because there are unfortunately no capital deeming rules in the Income Tax Act for crypto, such as, for instance, the three-year rule, which deems equity shares to fall within the capital gains tax net. So in determining the intention of a disposal by a taxpayer, SARS may be guided by cases involving the disposal of Kruger Rands. By way of example, there is one case where a taxpayer held Kruger Rands for 12 years. And there's another case where a taxpayer held Kruger Rands for up to 9 years. And in both these cases, notwithstanding this very long length of time that the Kruger Rands were held, the tax court Kruger Rands were held on revenue account and subject to income tax rates. Therefore, even if you were to hold your crypto for a very long period of time, there is unfortunately no guarantee that you would be subject to capital gains tax, and it would all depend on your intention and the length of holding and the circumstances in which you're disposing of your crypto. And for this reason, because it can be quite difficult to prove your capital intention, we would recommend that taxpayers use different wallets for trading cryptos as opposed to for holding cryptos for long-term.
I think that's a very important distinction to make for listeners. And then, June, what happens where a person exchanges one crypto asset for another, say Ethereum for Bitcoin or Cardano, and is really just swapping the two out?
Michael, that is a barter transaction and will also be a taxable event. Let's say an individual holds Bitcoin and exchanges Bitcoin for Ethereum. Now, the difference between the spot rate market value of the Ethereum received and the initial acquisition cost of the Bitcoin, now that difference is subject to tax. how it will be taxed. Now we go back to the intention of holding the Bitcoin to determine the rate of tax. If held on revenue account, then 45% max on capital, CGT max of 18% for individuals. The same principles will apply where the taxpayer has purchased goods or services with the crypto. The difference between the market value of the goods or services received and the acquisition cost of the crypto will then be subject to tax at 45% or CGT, depending on the intention.
Well, that is interesting as well. I take note of Lionel Messi being paid partly by PSG in crypto tokens. So he'll have to be scrutinizing his tax affairs very carefully there over in France. Lumen, with crypto prices being so volatile, I mean, we always talk about what happens when you make a gain, but it is highly possible that you can make a loss as well. Can you claim these losses as a deduction?
It may be possible to claim these losses as a deduction against your taxable income, for example, against your salary. However, the Income Tax Act was amended to provide for the ring fencing of assessed losses from trading in crypto. So if you as a taxpayer start nearing the 1.5 million rand threshold for your taxable income, you'd need to look very closely at these rules to see whether your losses from crypto may essentially be ring-fenced.
June, there are all kinds of things when it comes to crypto that are really specific to crypto, things like staking, mining, forking, airdrops, all of those kinds of things you really don't have with any other asset out there. What are the tax implications for all of those?
That's right. It has developed its own jargon. For individuals who are miners and individuals who have cryptos from forking, which is splitting the blockchain technology, now they would be carrying on a trade. Therefore, any cryptos derived from mining or forking would most likely be income subject to, if individuals, 45%. Staking is akin to earning interest in crypto assets. Staking allows coin holders to have their cryptos used as part of the blockchain validation process. They are then rewarded by the network for the use of their cryptos. Now, staking rewards, if you look at a normal bank situation, staking rewards are almost like interest, but they are not defined as interest. So they would be taxed at income tax rates, 45% for individuals, but your annual interest exemption won't be available to offset some of that staking rewards. Again, we are looking at staking rewards received at spot rate market value, rand value to be declared in your tax returns. What are airdrops? It's not the latest movie. An airdrop is akin to shares received based on existing shares held. So a crypto airdrop involves sending free coins or tokens to wallet addresses to promote new crypto. So intention here is again key to determine the tax on the new crypto received in your wallet. If your intention of the underlying instrument in that wallet is part of a scheme of profit making, then the spot rate market value of the airdrop received in your wallet would be taxed at 45%, or if capital, then 18%.
Well, like most things, I think, in the land of cryptocurrencies, nothing is simple. It certainly seems like taxpayers should seek advice to ensure that their crypto gains and losses are reported correctly in their tax returns. As we know, the volatility and the high-risk nature of the asset class shouldn't be compounded by an unexpected tax bill. That was June Chong, partner, and Lumen Millman, a senior tax manager at Weber Wenzel. There's certainly no dodging the tax man in the law feature this week, which was brought to you by Weber Wenzel. With over 150 years of experience and deep industry knowledge, Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.